Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Donna W. from Northern California, and I'm a recovered compulsive eater. Today is Thursday, July 28th, and we are reading from the Big Book. We're at page 18, the fourth paragraph, starting with, but the ex-problem drinker who has found the solution, and ending with, little or nothing can be accomplished. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are, oh, I read that. Today's readers are, we have Deb E. for the 12 Traditions, Juanice N. for, Deb E. for the 12 Steps, Juanice N. for the 12 Traditions, Eileen M. for reading the Big Book paragraph, Dion R. for page 164, A Vision for You, and Jody E. is our backup reader. The reference numbers for Wednesday, let me just find that, Wednesday, July 27th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time is 19,226. That's 19226. And for today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 19,232. That's 19232. Overeaters Anonymous Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Deb E. to read the 12 steps.
This is Deb E. from Montana, compulsive overeater, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than us could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I will pass.
Thank you, Deb E. Next, we have Juanice N. to read the 12 traditions. And please unmute Juanice.
I'm sorry, I thought I was unmuted. Good morning, everyone. My name is Juanice N. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group, I'd never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you so much, and I pass.
Thank you, Anissa, and please feel better soon. All right. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive eaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted, and please use star 1 to mute your phone. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 18, paragraph 4, but the ex-problem drinker who has found this solution, finishing with little or nothing can be accomplished. Okay, I now ask Eileen M. to read this section for us today.
Good morning, this is Eileen M., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. But the ex-problem drinker who has found this solution, who is properly armed with facts about himself, can generally win the entire confidence of another alcoholic in a few hours. Until such an understanding is reached, little or nothing can be accomplished. Wow, it's a great paragraph. You know, I was told in the beginning that, you know, if a paragraph had italics in it, that it was especially important and that I needed to pay extra, you know, special attention to it. And, you know, we have this saying in OA that when we want to recover, to find someone who has what we want and ask them how they are achieving it. And, you know, here's an example is when I was looking for someone to help me recover, you know, I was talking to people in OA who could eat sugar safely, and I cannot do that. I cannot eat sugar safely. And, you know, I realized, well, those folks, you know, they wanted to be helpful, but they could not help me with my specific problem because they don't have experience with that. And, you know, I'm looking at the first word here, a couple words in, it says the ex-problem drinker. It doesn't say the problem drinker. It's telling us that, you know, the person that's helping us had the problem, used to, you know, in our case, used to eat compulsively, no longer does that, no longer uses compulsive eating as a response to life. You know, and, you know, when I think about what is the word recovered, what does that mean? And, you know, it means a person has had a change in their thinking and their approach and especially their behavior. I mean, that is what recovered is, so that there is no longer a need to return to compulsive eating, you know, no matter what goes on. And, you know, it was really only someone who, you know, had experienced that terrible cycle of compulsive overeating, you know, that terrible cycle of being compelled to do something you don't want to do, and that someone that recovered from that through the spiritual awakening, I mean, that was the person that I needed to seek out. Because, you know, it's really amazing. You know, there's so many people in my life that would say, well, Eileen, why don't you just eat less? Just eat less food. It's like, well, yeah, if I could do that, I would have done that. You know, and they couldn't be helpful. And, you know, I used to go to non-addicts to ask for help. And, you know, of course, I wasn't ever going to get help there. So very grateful. You know, it's important to find someone you can identify with their experience. So thanks for letting me share, and have a good day.
Thank you, Eileen M. Okay, now we'll open the line for sharing. And please remember, if you shared in the last 3 days, then please let others share. So if you haven't shared since Monday, then go ahead and join. And if you haven't ever shared or haven't shared in a while, please press star 1 to give me your name, first name, last initial, and location.
Roz
Bonnie
B.
from Minnesota.
Lori J.
So who is from Minnesota?
Bonnie B.
So Bonnie B. and Lori G.
Stephanie J. Roz G.
Sorry, Lori J.
Correct.
And I have a Stephanie. And was it Roz
yes,
G?
Stephanie.
Yes.
Darcy
M.
Darcy M.
Excuse me, what page are we on?
We're on page 18, paragraph 4, but the ex-problem drinker. So I have Bonnie
Thank
B.,
you.
Lori J., Stephanie M., Roz G., Darcy M.
And Robin P.
And Robin
Dion
P.
R.
So start, and Dion R. We'll leave it there. So if everyone except Bonnie B. can mute yourself, and Bonnie B., go ahead.
Thank you so much. Can I be heard?
You can.
Thanks. Thanks again for your service. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for your service. What a gift and what a blessing to be here today. Bonnie B. from the state of Minnesota, recovered by the grace of God. What a beautiful, beautiful paragraph. What do we have to offer anyone? Nothing but our experience, hope, and our strength. The ex-problem drinker who has found the solution for me by the grace of God, because all roads go back to, I can't do it. If I could have done it, I would have done it. And so the whole gift of this program is attraction. It's attraction because I have something to share with someone that I now own, that I didn't own for a long, long time. For today, for the next 24 hours, the next 20 seconds, the solution, right, that's been given to me. There are facts. You know, I am armed with the truth that I'm a compulsive overeater, the truth that I was born with this, the truth that it's in my DNA, just like my brown eyes are part of my DNA. No shame, no guilt, actually just great relief and joy. And to be able to bring that to someone else, to step up to the plate and to say, hey, it's not an issue at all. Actually, it's a really good thing. And to mean that with all my heart, to be able to say, this is a really good thing. God has shown me those pieces of myself that I did not know before, those things that separated me from him, separated me from being of service to other people, and in addition to that, separated me from the things that held me back from being what he wanted me to be. And then I will add always. And by the way, you do end up at your ideal body weight, and it's an add-on, but free from all those things that held me back in the past. Those things that I really didn't have any understanding as to what they were because I couldn't see what I couldn't see. So do I have confidence in sharing with someone else? Yep, because what I have to offer them isn't a program. It's a solution that has God written all over it. Doesn't cost anything other than the willingness to, like, dive in. No money attached to it. How many things are free? This is a free gift. And you know, we share our stories with other people because they're our stories. It's a chapter in our book, but this is a really good place to be. And so that's the confidence that I bring. And I do believe it's attractive to other people. And it's just so very blessed to be here. So very blessed to be here. Grateful for this chapter. Grateful for this, for this program and grateful for each of you. And with that, I will pass. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bonnie B., and we're grateful for you as well. Next up is Lori J., followed by Stephanie M.
Thank you. This is Lori J., compulsive overeater. It's my first time sharing. I've been listening to A Vision for You off and on for almost a year as I've been in recovery, and so appreciate the program and everyone's service today. This paragraph just speaks to me. You know, I am in my 50s and I did a lot of therapy work that helped me in so many ways, like yesterday's paragraph talking about, you know, highly competent psychiatrists. That helped in so many ways. It never helped with my addiction, my food problem, my inability to deal with life without stuffing my face. And it took getting to the bottom last year in early September and hearing a voice come out of nowhere that said, it is time. And I have no idea why, you know, why I was driven to find a local OA chapter, make a phone call, and come into these rooms. But I did. And it was the ex-problem drinkers, the compulsive overeaters that I heard, armed with facts. And they helped me in hours, in just a few meetings, get where I've never been in my life. I hear my story in your stories and the stories of others. It is finally like I'm not alone, and I have made such progress going through the steps and living in steps 10, 11, and 12. I'm still continuing to improve in my program on a daily basis, but it is only because of the experiences of others who have been through what I've been through that I'm here today. It was never going to happen despite the best medical professions. So thank you for your shares and thank you for your service.
Thank you so much, Lori J. And next up is Stephanie M. And everyone, please, when you share, tell us where you're calling from. So Stephanie M., followed by Raj G.
Good morning, everyone. This is Stephanie L., a co-eater in Southern California. And, wow, I really relate with this paragraph. I was in a two-year relapse, and I had gained 110 pounds, and I was really kind of just, I was significantly depressed, and I was really kind of, I don't know, part of me was just waiting to die. And for whatever reason, I logged on to the OA birthday party, and this was about a year and a half ago. And I heard this speaker, and not only did I hear her, I saw her. There was this light coming from her eyes. She radiated joy, and she told her story, and like she told her story, which she ate like I ate. You know, she was in the same type of hell that I was in, right? And I have my camera off, and I'm actually binging. I'm listening to her, and I kid you not, the food fell from my hand, and I was transfixed by this woman telling her story, right? And I called that woman, and that woman became my sponsor. And, you know, and I have been, by the grace of God, abstinent and recovered, you know, since then. But here's the thing, like, it wasn't that she was telling me do A, B, C, and D, right? I mean, yes, we follow the plan outlined in this book, right? These steps tell me how to unblock the channel and find a power greater than myself who solves this food compulsive overeating problem for me, because I can't by myself. I have tried my entire life, and I can't fix it by myself. So here I am, hopeless. For whatever reason, I jump on this Zoom, camera off, and I see this woman, and I hear her story.
And I don't just hear it. I see the recovery in her, right? And then, and she wins my confidence when I'm completely hopeless. And even thinking that this problem or this program doesn't work anymore because I had been recovered before. So, you know, I've exhausted all of my recoveries and it just doesn't work. But I heard her and I saw her and she gained my confidence in just like a 30, 45 minute, you know, share. And then I call her and she helps me find God who has solved this problem. And now I get to share that with others. And it's just really quite miraculous. My sponsor always says God puts out like these search and rescue missions for us addicts. And that's what happened to me. And it's out there for you too. So thank you for letting me share and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Stephanie L. Next up is Raj G, followed by Darcy M. Hi, I'm Roz, and I am walking next to a truck that's a little on the louder side, but I'm walking by it, and it will the noise will cease soon. So my name's Roz. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California. And like I said, I'm walking next to this truck, and the noise will cease in a minute. And I would like to use an example I was thinking of as I was hearing the shares. There was a movie about a man who wrote bad checks, and he got away with it for years. He wrote a lot of bad checks and disguised himself as an airline pilot. And he finally got arrested after his sly and sneaky ways. I mean, thousands of dollars he got. And the FBI hired him to work for them to catch people who write bad checks or con men. And a con knows a con. And I, you know, I'm not trying to talk bad about myself, but I am armed with the facts about myself. I can con anyone except like a real compulsive overeater. You know, I really can't con them because, you know, my old self before my program, I was a liar, and I was a cheat, and I was a thief. And I used the guise of being a religious woman who wore long dresses and had a sweet smile on her face. But I did all those things. In the chapter right before we get to the steps, you know, where it says, you know, the show doesn't go our way. We're either going to be mean about it or sticky sweet. I was the sticky sweet manipulative type. But, you know, as was in the previous share, a woman came to a meeting. She shared her story. She was so serene and beautiful and had the big book under her arm. And after many years of being in meetings where I was just sharing about my life, I actually took the steps. And I had to take him a few times to really get honest about me. So I'm armed with those facts. I'm not that person today. I look today how to be of service to others without getting anything in back. I have all the things I need in my life. And I'm a very blessed woman. There's things I still want. But overall, I'm very blessed. And I love the 12th step. I love being able to carry the message to the still suffering person. And because, you know, I was in therapy. Two of my therapists didn't understand me. In fact, they probably could have used OA, and of course I'm taking their inventory. But they didn't understand this disease. So good morning. So the point I'm saying is I'm armed with the facts. I know who I was. I know where I come from. I'm still Roz from the block. Used to have a little, but I got a lot, you know? And I just want to share my blessings. Thank you. I want to share my blessings with others. Thank you. I pass. Thank you, Roz G. Next up, we have Darcy M., followed by Robin P.
This is Darcy M. from Nebraska.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. What attracted me was the ex-prob, that you have to find someone who's got the problem, who understands. I am fortunate now to have a therapist who does understand. She doesn't have the problem, but she does understand the 12 steps. But way back when I first got into the WIC program back 30 years ago, the first time, I tried to tell someone that I was allergic to sugar, which at that point they didn't understand the emotional connection to it. They laughed at me. They said, "What? You're not allergic to sugar. That's a bunch of bull." But I did get abstinent because I had lost a lot of weight, and I was clean, and I was living. I was abstinent because everything was nice, clear. Everything was, and that was because I found a sponsor back then that had what I wanted, and I could. I've had her and. I had a feeling that everything was going good, and to me, everything was so nice, clear, and vibrant. And I don't know what happened to cause me to relapse. That's neither here nor there. But anyway, it took me a long time to come back. Anyway, I came back, and I found one group, and then that didn't work. So I came to the Visions and found a sponsor that she got me going, but I've gone through most of the steps, but we still haven't. But what I needed was, I need someone who knows what I go through to really understand me. And so now I'm on a second sponsor, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I built, and we the first sponsor I talked about, is we did not part company, in anger, or we parted friendly. We're still very good friends, or good terms. So I'm hoping this time I will make it all the way through the steps. And part of it is I'm working harder now, because I feel like a slower pace for me, that I can get abstinent. And I have been better, and I'm closer to my higher power now this time around. So that also is going to be a better, may help me better this time, going through step second time.
Time.
And that. Okay. Thank you. And I'll finish with that. And then I'm not blaming myself for anything, but I'm just going to say that it's someone who knows what I'm going through, and that's what I needed. So I'll pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Darcy M. Next up is Robin P., followed by Dion R.
Thanks so much for your service and everyone who makes this meeting possible. I am Robin P., and I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, currently in Dallas, Texas, normally in Costa Rica. And I just love this paragraph, because it you can win the entire confidence of another compulsive overeater in a few hours. And that's been my experience. And people did it for me, and I get to carry it on to others. And it's literally my favorite time of the day is when I'm working with others and being a blessing to them. And they're such a blessing to me. And it does accomplish much. You know, I'm taking some of the steps right now, and I can just feel the shift and just the miracle and blessing and changes going on in her life. And it's one starfish at a time. I'm getting ready. I have a surgery tomorrow. That's a 3-hour surgery starting at 7:30 Central. And I'd be really grateful for prayers. And I feel I could just keep doing my best to surrender and stay in the care of God and turn my will and my life and my body over. I'm an organic gluten-free vegan, and I'm small, and I'm very sensitive to anesthesia, so I just I get to surrender. And by the grace of this program, I have a very clean body, and so I just get to really trust God and mean health, help others, and just stay on God's path for me. and surrender my mind to God. And, you know, I just wanted to also say that being properly armed to me is the step, and facts about myself as well. And we know each other, you know, and I have a friendship and a bond with people in these rooms that I don't have with other people, except for my husband. And it's a heart-to-heart knowledge and communication that's different than with others. And I'm so grateful. We really do get each other. God bless everybody with a very blessed afternoon day. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin P. And next up is Dion R. And after Dion, we'll open up the line for more people to share on page 18, the fourth paragraph.
Yes.
Go ahead, Dion.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Donna. This is Dion.
Good morning.
R. And everyone, this is Dion R. from Ohio, the beautiful state of Ohio. And thank you all for sharing and allow me to share a little strength and hope too, as well as all the wonderful wisdom of recovered and unrecovered people shared today. It was so helpful. Just reminded me when it says the part that stuck out to me, you know, we all have our favorite part today, was who is properly armed with facts about himself or herself. For me, that's me, the ex-problem eater who found the solution, but who is properly armed with the facts about myself, right? That arming was surrendering to the program of Overeaters Anonymous that my higher power put in my life and allowed me to help others. But I couldn't help them as long as my lid was closed. I kept my, I would take some and leave most of it. But it didn't matter. It still sunk in eventually. Took a little until I got it. Don't wish that on anyone else to take 23 years, but what it takes what it takes until you finally say enough is enough. But the fact that I know no one can tell me I'm not a compulsive overeater once I put that food, that binge food in my body, and also being armed with the fact. If I can help others and work and pass it on, I need to know what are the facts. How am I feeling today, Dion? How, higher power, what do you want me to do today? What is my clarity today? What is my assignment? And sometimes I don't like them. Sometimes it's like feel that feeling that you get in there that you're trying to stop. And today I had the opportunity to write it and get it out. And he gave me some specific instructions of what to do about emotional abuse. I said it, I did it, and my back stopped hurting immediately, people. I'm telling you, it stopped. I'm like, whoa. And I dozed off, matter of fact. I'm like, oh, my God. But anyway, so that to me is like I can't carry on to someone else if I'm still in pain, misery, in compulsive overeating or whatever. I may not be eating, but if I'm not practicing the program of recovery, where I'm mentally, emotionally being someone's garbage can or punching bag, emotional punching bag, or physically if never. But that's what I'm saying. I can't give what I don't know about myself. And in this program, I'm continually to know what's my will and what's God's will and what's someone else's will. So I'm trying closely to align with God's will rather than old behavior. And with that, I thank you all for allowing me to identify that and be identifying that I am a recovered today, compulsive overeater, and I am saved by grace. And with that, I will gratefully pass. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Dion R. And so now we have time for about three more shares. And if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, then please jump in. If you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday, then please leave space for others to share. And jump in if this is your first time sharing. So please give me your first
name.
CCE
in New Mexico.
Last initial state.
Kierta B.
Kierta
B.
I'm sorry. Can you guys start over because I was still talking?
Kierta B.
CCE
in New Mexico.
Nancy L.
So there's someone from New Mexico.
Linda W.
B. Southern California.
Kathy B. I'm sorry, I have Kathy B. Kira and
B.
I can only get, take it up three. Kira B.
Abby.
Yeah. From, and then there was
Linda
W. I have Kira from New Mexico, Kathy B. And who was in those top three?
Nancy
O.
Los Angeles.
Abby
E.
S.
And who is from Los Angeles?
Kira B.
Kira. So Kira, I have you. And there's someone after Kira.
Wendy M. Boulder.
Okay, Wendy.
Abby.
A little further down. Was it, were you, Gabby? All
Abby.
Right. Who's from New Mexico?
DCE from New Mexico.
DCE. Okay, so DCE, we're going to start with you. Then I have Kira B. from LA, and then Gabby. And then, if we have time, Kathy B. and Wendy M.
Hi, can I...
Okay, so
Hi, it's
DCE from New Mexico. Please go ahead. And please unmute DCE.
Hi, it's DCE from New Mexico, recovered in the bright, sunny town of Albuquerque. Good morning. This chapter is reminding me that there is a responsibility pledge that when I need to reach out the hand to those that are still suffering, and for that I am responsible. This is really speaking to sponsorship in my mind and how important it is to share our recovery, to share the steps and how, you know, we came to believe. And, you know, as a result of doing that, we renew our program every time we work with a newcomer. And the blessing is returned back to us because we get to see, you know, people recover. We get to see how they come to believe and how they have that psychic change as a result of working the steps. We get to see, you know, that the loneliness in them vanishes, that they develop new friends in the program. And as a result, you know, of us renewing our program ourselves, we in return are blessed. So it's a back and forth thing when you sponsor people. And this is how that paragraph is speaking to me. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, DCE from New Mexico. Next up, I have Kirta B. from Los Angeles. And please forgive me if I don't have everyone's names correct.
Hey, good morning. This is Kira B. from Los Angeles, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Thank you so much. Everybody's shares have been really, really great. I'm so happy that I signed into the meeting today. And you know, this is such a meaty paragraph, as is evidenced by everybody, you know, wanting to chime in. And so I'm grateful for you hearing me. Thank you. I'm excited to share about this because being properly armed with facts about myself is the entire thing. It's like, as an alcoholic, I had, you know, years of sobriety and tried to apply the steps that I did in that program to my problem with compulsive overeating, and it never worked because I was identifying and diagnosing myself as an alcoholic. And so having that real first step experience and becoming properly armed with the facts about myself that I have a physical allergy and the strange mental twist and that spiritual malady that compels me to keep eating. Once I had that, then I could move forward. Then I could accept the power, right? And until I heard people sharing that story with me, I was frozen and still in the disease. I just want to share quickly, and because I hope as many people get to chime in, but I was watching a documentary about Bill W. on Amazon Prime, and they talked about how Bill had his white light experience and immediately was going into bars and trying to share the experience, and nothing was happening. Nobody was listening. And I don't remember, it might have been, it was Silkworth, who said, "Bill, you're going about it all wrong. Talk to them about the precondition. Tell them how hopeless they are." And that's when things changed. So, wow, right? That's the only way that we hear this message, is when another person says, how hopeless they were, and we're able to see that in ourselves. So thank you so much for letting me share. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you. Here to be in Los Angeles. Next up, I have Gabby.
Hello, this is Abby from Michigan.
Right,
maybe
you.
I think it was me.
Yeah, thank you.
So I'm really grateful. My name's Abby S. I'm recovered in Michigan today, and I'm grateful to be here. I just wanted to chime in and say I appreciate everyone who shared their story with me along my journey. And today I'm celebrating 4 years of continuous abstinence. And it's just, I just wanted to tell my peeps on the line and thanks everyone for being there for me throughout the past 4 years. And even 4 years ago, I had a relapse. So I had a little bit of time before that, but I know there's people on the line that have, you know, heard me share 10 steps and inventories and helped me be properly armed with the facts about myself. So thank you all. I love you. I love OA and I'm grateful to God. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Abby S. Next up, I have Kathy B. And did I hear Kathy B? All right, I'm not hearing anyone jumping in for Kathy B. So Wendy M, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning. It's Wendy M, recovering in this program. Thank you all for your service. Gosh, this is one of my favorite passages as I can turn to it. You know, we can win the confidence of another. I always write in the margin, like, in a nanosecond. Like, I know when I'm seeing me across the table. And they know they're seeing me across the table. And what this requires is honesty, right? The facts about ourselves is our weakness. It's my weakness. That's what binds me to you, not my strength. You know, it's my secret. It's my, oh my God, you do that too. It's my insanity, right? My thinking, my behavior. You know, calling the salad bowl. You can put anything in it as long as you call it a salad. See, the person across from you is nodding their head profusely and saying, yes, I have that too. You know, all of the ways in which we lie, all the ways in which I lie, all the ways in which I'm weak, and that brings me strength, ironically, to sit across the table from another and say, this is what I do. And I have to tell you guys, I've been in the program 21 years, and I've never been this clean or honest with my food ever, ever. I was running the Wendy Show, and I'm super uncomfortable. I'm in withdrawal, and I couldn't be more thrilled that I'm on the other side of this thing just for today. You know, when my new sponsor said, well, do you do this? What about that? Are you willing to give up that? I was so uncomfortable because the program requires that I change my behavior and then my thinking. I don't want to change. I want the results, but I don't want to change. I don't want to be uncomfortable. Wow, I'm super uncomfortable. And I couldn't be more thrilled. I couldn't be more thrilled to belong to all of you. Instead of sitting on the outside going, 21 years, I've got this thing, and it really doesn't matter that I don't measure my fruit because, you know, it's just fruit. Or it really doesn't matter if I don't measure this, that, and the other. I think you understand what I'm trying to say to you. So now I'm sitting in a bunch of honesty. I'm sitting in a bunch of being with all of you in the middle of the herd, and I couldn't be more thrilled. But the only way to do this is to share our weaknesses, not our strengths, at least for me. And I know when I am with somebody who is me, right? We see each other across the hall and we know exactly who we are. And that is the most thrilling experience of all. I'm finally not alone with this disease. I mean, that's incredible. I belong. You belong to me. I belong to you. This is really good news. This is incredible news that I'm not alone anymore. And we have each other, and we can nod our heads profusely when we speak to one another because we know what we're talking about. We know the lies. We know the secrets. And what a relief, so much freedom to talk to each other, you know, to talk to each other. So beautiful program. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Wendy M. It looks like we have time for one more share. So if you haven't shared in the last few days or haven't ever shared, please jump in for this last 3 minutes.
Madra B.
Hi, this is Linda W. from Las Vegas.
So I heard Madra B.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I'm Barbara B. Is that okay?
Yes, and let us know where you're calling from, Barbara.
Yeah, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for everybody being here. I'm Barbara B. I'm a compulsive eater, and I need to remind every day that I need you guys, and this is a wee program. I'm having a lot of trouble to do the outreach calls and to keep, you know, I pray, but I just sometimes keep thinking about food still, but I cannot binge anymore. I did bariatric surgery, so I'm feeling very grateful for that, but I'm still kind of want to go to food when something happens, and I've been praying. I need a lot of support, so thank you, God, to remind me that I need to come here. I need to listen to you guys. I need to share. I need to do the outreach one day at a time. And that's, I just want to put myself out there because otherwise I don't do it. Thank you so much. And I pass.
Thank you, Barbara. Great. Thank you for all your awesome shares today. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And we'll... let's see, will Dion R. please read a vision for you? A vision. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. And Dion R., you'll need to unmute.
Yes, yes, I am here. Thank you. I'm trying to find my glasses. All right, thank you, Deborah, for your services. And apologize for catching me off guard. yes, this is Dion R., a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And thank you for allowing me to read. Okay. Our book. All right, let's go back to 164. Sorry about that, y'all. Okay, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own health is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road to happy destiny. Of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Dion R.